Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I love the rarefied air of heaven. I can tell you this. I am concerned. There's a diabolical supernatural strategy to stop our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren from knowing God. It has never been so ferocious as it is out there. Godly children raised in godly families are being snatched away through the education system. Well, my guest is a prophet. And through his own family, he showed him a greater supernatural strategy. And he says if this strategy is followed because it's supernatural of God, you will not lose your children. You will not lose your grandchildren. You will not lose your great-grandchildren. My guest, Mike Shree, a nice yoga instructor. I mean, he has 400 students. He's teaching yoga in four different universities. And there's a nice article about him in the local newspaper. And a prayer group reads this article, and they get a burden to pray him into intimacy with God. And they really pray and pray. And one day, he's hitchhiking, and guess who picks him up? Not only a member of the prayer group that's been praying for him and fasting for him, but a former student of his. He has an amazing supernatural encounter with God. And as a result of this encounter, he goes back to his four yoga groups at these universities, and he tells them this amazing encounter. Now, that's the last thing they expected from you, Mike Shreve, but you tell them this, and then you tell them they can experience the same power and the same God you experienced. And what happened?
Well, almost all of my students became Christians as well. And I was running a yoga ashram at the time, which is a commune where people live and study on a more disciplined level. And all of my students in the commune gave their hearts to the Lord. And so it was really radical. Transformation in one day, everything just exploded with the power of God.
So he gets so excited about God, he forgets to get married. Really. So he's 39, he's not married, and he hears an audible voice. Tell me about that.
Well, I made a covenant with God when I was 20. That I would not date or entertain thoughts of marriage until it was time. And I threw myself into mission work and evangelism. But then when I was 39 years old, God woke me up and he spoke to me audibly. And he told me who to marry. And he told me that we would have a son. And that became very important to know a little later on.
Especially because he has this wonderful word from God. He knows who he's supposed to marry. He marries the woman. He knows about the child that's coming. And his wife is not able to have children. So what'd you do?
Well, we went on the word. God had spoken, and so we disregarded the negative report. The scripture says, whose report shall you believe? And we made the decision to claim God's report as the true one. And the enemy didn't stop fighting there. Once the barrenness was conquered, the next attack came with my son himself.
And let me say this. What you're hearing now is a prophetic story, because what Mike learned with his son and his next child, he then took these supernatural principles and said, whatever God could do for him, God wants to do for you. So you battled for your son. What happened?
Well, he laid in the birth canal a very long period of time. In fact, my wife was in labor for 48 hours, and I'm sure any mother listening to this can relate to the painfulness of that. And then the umbilical cord was wrapped 3 times around his neck also. And they didn't catch that quick enough, and they let him lay in the birth canal too long. And so after the birth was over, the doctors came into the room with us, and they said, now you need to brace yourself. He suffered oxygen deprivation, and it's inevitable. He'll have serious brain damage. He may never talk. He may never function normally as a human being. But God had told me that I would have a son who was an attractive son. And that was his wording, which I thought was curious. But that didn't mean that he would be severely brain damaged. And so we began to claim and confess and speak and decree that my son was normal, and that my son was healed, and that he was delivered. And he just entered into Lee University a few years ago and was placed in the highest honor society available on that campus.
Listen, not only, I mean, this kid should have been a vegetable, should have been brain damaged, but because Mike tapped into the supernatural words of the living God and knew how to believe them, different story. He not only is in the honors program, you told me he had a photographic memory.
He's amazing. He doesn't even have to hardly read a book. If he just scans it, he remembers it. And so,
I mean, this is normal.
I'm envious.
This is normal. We're supposed to be the head and not the tail.
That's right.
And it's about time we start being normal.
Amen.
Okay, you had a miracle with your son. Now comes your daughter. What happened with
her? Well, we were in a meeting with the doctor around the 4th or 5th month of my wife's pregnancy, and he came in with a very glum look and very serious, somber look on his face, and he pointed to the screen where he showed us the ultrasound, and there was a very dark spot right near the base of the spine. And he proceeded to explain that my daughter had spina bifida, and because of certain chemical things going on in my wife's body, he said she'll have cretinism as well, which is a severe form of retardation. And then he leaned over his desk and he looked at us very intensely and said, there is an alternative. And we knew what he meant. He meant abortion.
Right.
And so we took him at his word. We took an alternative. We never went back to him again.
I like that alternative medicine, don't you? I do.
I didn't want to be around that kind of spirit. But as we left his office, Sid, my wife was, of course, torn to pieces emotionally over this. But as we walked out of the door, the Holy Spirit fell on her, and she was thrown into this visionary kind of experience where she sensed a little child dancing, and she heard the audible voice of God say, your daughter will dance on the streets of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. He had just told her she would never walk with this hole in her spine, but God said she'll dance. And she was still a little flustered, and so we got in the car, and she reached over and turned the radio on, and the first song that came on was that country Christian song, I Hope You Dance.
And so she That's called confirmation.
Yeah, that was definitely a confirmation from God. And so from that point forward, we just began to claim the promises of God. And one of my wife's favorite promises to claim was Psalm 138, verse 8. That says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. And she would lay hands on her belly and say, little baby, little girl, you concern me. And God's word, therefore, says you are perfect, and I proclaim you are perfect. And then we would confess Psalm 139 over her. Verses 13 and 14 says, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows right well. And then the psalmist went on to say that God had created those inward parts when as yet there were none of them. And so we began to claim that that spine was wonderfully made and that God was working a marvelous work and that she would be whole.
You know what I've noticed? is you can pray for something, but when you have the written word of the living God, how much stronger is your faith?
Absolutely.
And there's a power. There's a certain power on the word of God that isn't on your normal words.
Well, Jesus was the word made flesh. And he was the embodiment of the word. And of course, he was the perfect man. And when he faced off with the devil, his strength was to say, it is written. And if the one who was perfect, who was the word manifested in a human body, resorted to the written word when he faced a battle in life, how much more should we imperfect human beings do the same thing?
Okay. Talking about the wonderfully and fearfully made, and God will perfect. What did the doctor say when your daughter was born?
Now, he didn't know what my wife had been praying. And when that child came forth from the womb, who, by the way, months ahead of time, we named Destiny Hope, because the doctor offered her no hope and no destiny, and we counteracted that with a prophetic name. And when she came out of the womb, the first word the doctor said was, she's perfect.
Now, I like that kind of
medicine. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And she was. And
okay. But what about the dancing?
Well, at an early age, from the time she was about 3 years old onward, her favorite thing to do was to stand in front of the television and watch these videos where there'd be a dozen little kids dancing along with Christian music, and she would dance along with them. And by the time she was 5 or 6, she was in a dance troupe with young people twice her age, and she could dance just as good as they could. And she's very gifted in that area.
I love the prophetic word. I love the prophetic word that we have in writing, the word of God. Tell me briefly about your son when he went to heaven.
Oh, well, that's really based on one of the 65 promises that God's given our children. One of them found in Isaiah's writings, Isaiah 54, says that all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. There's only a certain degree that our teaching can take our children to. We can transfer ideas from them mind to mind, but that divine revelation has to come from God. And God did that for my son when, I guess he was 4 or 5. One morning he came down from his bedroom with this brightness all over him, and he said, Mommy, Daddy, I died in my sleep last night and Jesus took me to heaven. Now, I don't think he actually died,
no,
but he interpreted the experience that way. And he took me around heaven and talked to me and told me different things about my life. And we said, well, what did he tell you? And, well, one thing he said, Jesus told him not to watch bad television. And that Jesus told him to always have compassion on all people. And then he looked at us real quizzically and he said, what does that word mean? What does it mean to have compassion?
He didn't even know what the word compassion meant.
So that verified to us it wasn't just an imaginary thing with him. And we told him, of course, that means love that feels the suffering and the pain of someone else. But I believe that was a landmark experience in his life.
You know, another promise that you used for your daughter for at least a month when she was, you tell me how old, about being filled with the Holy Spirit. Tell me about
that. In Isaiah 44, verses 3 and 4, God said, I will pour water on him who is thirsty. That's our responsibility, to be thirsty for God, thirsty for the things of God. And God said, I will pour the floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your seed and my blessing on your offspring. And my daughter was about 5 years old, and she had not been filled with the Holy Spirit yet. So I started claiming that promise after I found it. Every day I would confess, now, God, you said in your word, I will pour out my spirit on your seed, on your descendants. And I was in a revival meeting in Carbon Hill, Alabama, and she was there with a group of young people. And I preached on the infilling of the Holy Spirit. She came forward, fell out under the power, spoke in tongues about 45 minutes. She crawled up in my arms, just trembling and weeping, and said, oh, Daddy, Jesus, fill me. Jesus, fill me. Now, did that happen because I claimed the promise? I believe that had a significant impact. I believe that made the difference.
But you know what I see when you go through potential tragedy, potential blessing? You're not pleading with, oh, God, please. There is a conviction that you have in the Word of God.
Well, that's why it's so essential for parents to learn this revelation. and grandparents, because you never stop praying for your children, is because most parents pray in desperation. Like you said, they, especially when a son or a daughter goes out into darkness, they'll plead, they'll beg, they'll weep, they'll cry, "Oh God, please move for my daughter," which certainly does not go unheard in heaven. But how much more powerful it is when you find what God has already made a commitment to do. Like Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "He is the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy with those who love him to a thousand generations."
I like that, except I think Jesus is coming back way before a thousand generations.
Well, how
about you? But I'm going to tell you something. Mike operates in the gift of prophet, and he has heard some very personal words about President Obama. Don't go away.
In these times of immorality, violence, drugs, and uncertainty, it's more important than ever to declare and proclaim God's promise over your children and grandchildren. When we return, Mike Shreve will teach you how you can effectively intercede for your offspring. The enemy is trying to destroy your children. Now you have a tool to win the battle. Call now and get Mike Shreve's powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching set, 65 Promises from God for Your Child. For a donation of $35, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9175.
There's so many areas, 65 specific and unique areas where God promises to do these amazing things in your offspring.
Through Mike's book and CDs, you will get to know 65 promises from God's Word for your children. Learn the power of speaking God's promises over your children. Receive an impartation of intercessory faith to pray powerfully for your offspring. Many report a miraculous transformation in the lives of their children.
It covers angelic protection. The promises cover the impartation of righteousness, a refuge in time of trouble, being consecrated as holy unto God. God even said in one passage of Scripture, "As stable as the new heavens and the new earth are, so is His promise of everlasting life to your seed."
The book provides a place to write in your child's name and special anointed prayers of declaration for each of the 65 promises. Included on the CDs, Mike teaches in depth on each of the promises, and you can join as he prays for your child.
And I would get a different book for each of your children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren and write their name in. You start praying and watch what God does.
Don't miss out on getting Mike Shreve's powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching set, 65 Promises from God for Your Child. For a donation of $35, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9175. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9175 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today. Many viewers report testimonies of miracles, signs and wonders, and healings as a result of watching It's Supernatural.
I'm 14 years old. This morning, I watched It's Supernatural about angels, and warmth poured on me. It made me cry.
God healed me of stage 4 inoperable cancer. It is a real blessing to have It's Supernatural to watch each week.
If you've been touched through watching It's Supernatural, share your testimony at SidRoth.org/praise.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Mike Shreve. And I am so excited about the revelation of God's Word in reference to your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, because there is hope. But Mike, what about older parents who have children and they're adults and they don't have a good relationship with those children? Is it too late for those children?
Well, it's never too late for a person to change. And it's never too late for a relationship to be restored. I have a dear friend who emailed me just a few weeks ago when she turned 50 years old. All three of her children were in jail. And she heard this revelation the Lord had given me about 65 promises God's given your children. And she began praying those promises over her estranged children. There was great friction in the family. At least two of them were heroin addicts. And within a short span of time, all three of her children accepted the Lord. All have been delivered from drugs and alcohol, and two of them are very committed to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ and the work of God. And so it's been a major supernatural transformation, because Proverbs 11:21 says, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. God didn't say might be, could be, should be, or maybe. He said, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. And I think we need to speak it with that kind of forcefulness.
With some of the things that you have seen that are going to happen in the future, with what's going on in our education system, children from elementary school on are being brainwashed the opposite of God's word. We need something stronger. And that something stronger was given to us, the words of the living God. But some of the things that Mike has seen that's coming on this world, you began seeing things about President Obama before he was president.
Yes,
what did God show you?
I knew he would be elected. Because God showed me when he was just running for office that he would be exalted to a position of authority. But then when I saw him placed in that position of authority, I saw the words written and heard them spoken, nuclear proliferation, which ironically is the opposite of the platform he ran on, which is reduction of nuclear weapons. But what God was showing me is that during his presidency, there would be a rapid development of nuclear capability
nations. He shared that with me when I interviewed him previously before this happened. And what he's just saying is happening so rapidly that the world isn't even aware of it. It seems like every day you hear another country that has nuclear bombs. Just the opposite of what the president is standing for is occurring. I mean, why is it that? Why is that happening?
Well, it's because the enemy's plan is to make our enemies stronger than us. Because we're not only the natural breadbasket of the world, the United States is the spiritual breadbasket of the world. And that's why there's a concerted attack on our nation in many different arenas, economically, politically, religiously, in order to stop the progress of the gospel. But God showed me many years ago, about 30 years ago, God showed me another third great awakening that is coming to our nation and ultimately to our world. And so God has a plan that will outwit
you. I happen to believe it started already. It's little bits and pieces, but he also saw, you saw some destruction in New York City.
So, very heartbreaking. In fact, earlier in the year 2012, I had a dream where I saw New York City lifted up above the ground, and it became translucent. You could see right through it. And then it rushed across the United States of America and across the Pacific and hovered over Japan. And then it merged with that area in northeastern Japan, where that terrible tragedy took place about a year prior to that, where there was an earthquake and a tsunami and a nuclear incident. And I saw New York City destroyed with the same level of destruction. And that makes me very concerned that there will be a nuclear incident in New York City. But if that happens in the near future, I believe it will only serve to bring America to repentance. I don't know what God's plans are. I know we can pray, we can intercede, but I do know God has a plan that will prevail.
But you saw a major move of God's Spirit.
Yes, I did.
Especially on young people. And when you begin to pray God's word over your children and grandchildren, quickly, I want you to pray for the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of those that are watching right now.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said that in the last days you would pour out your Spirit on all flesh, and our sons and daughters would prophesy, and our young men would see visions. And I claim that fulfillment, that promise coming to pass in Jesus' name. May every child represented by every person watching this telecast, let every one of them come under this canopy of the anointing of God. You're the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy with those that love you to 1,000 generations. Let covenant come upon them in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I just feel like there are hundreds of you that are going to see your offspring that are bound to drugs, bound to heroin, out in a life of darkness. You're going to see them delivered. Proverbs 11:21, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. We prophesy over you in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen.
And hallelujah. I agree. You take it? You take that? I take that.
Praise God.
Well, God is showing me people are actually being physically healed right now. There's someone that you have a pain, arthritis in your fingers. It's gone in Jesus' name. There are other people, deafness, spirit of deafness is leaving. Mike, has God shown you anything?
Yes, he just showed me a woman who's been estranged from her daughter for a lengthy decades. And there's been a rift in the relationship, and that will be restored. That will be restored. That relationship will be restored. I feel that.
But the most important thing is you get right with God. You stop that backslidden stupidity. You come back to God, make Jesus your Lord, read your Bible, and accomplish your destiny on this planet. This is your moment, and you have not gone too far away. Come home.
In these times of immorality, violence, drugs, and uncertainty, it's more important than ever to declare and proclaim God's promise over your children and grandchildren. Get ready to hear more when we return to It's Supernatural. The enemy is trying to destroy your children. Now you have a tool to win the battle. Call now and get Mike Shreve's powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching set, 65 Promises from God for Your Child. For a donation of $35, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9175.
There's so many areas, 65 specific and unique areas where God promises to do these amazing things in your offspring.
Through Mike's book and CDs, you will get to know 65 promises from God's Word for your children. Learn the power of speaking God's promises over your children. Receive an impartation of intercessory faith to pray powerfully for your offspring. Many report a miraculous transformation in the lives of their children.
It covers angelic protection. The promises cover the impartation of righteousness, a refuge in time of trouble, being consecrated as holy unto God. God even said in one passage of Scripture, as stable as the new heavens and the new earth are, so is His promise of everlasting life to your seed.
The book provides a place to write in your child's name and special anointed prayers of declaration for each of the 65 promises. Included on the CDs, Mike teaches in depth on each of the promises, and you can join as he prays for your child.
And I would get a different book for each of your children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren and write their name in. You start praying and watch what God does.
Don't miss out on getting Mike Shreve's powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching set, 65 Promises from God for Your Child. For a donation of $35, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9175. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9175 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, this man spends 8 hours a day worshiping God. He's paid the price, and you are going to get the glory that comes off of this man as he sings. I mean, people get delivered of everything you can imagine. They have supernatural experiences. They get physically healed, spiritually healed. Every addiction you can think of can't take the heat of the anointing.